This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries, an affordable, faith-based solution for Christians to the problems of rising healthcare costs. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to the Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So honored that you're listening in. I'm excited about what this show has in store. It's a call-in show, 866-357-3283. Those of you who are new to the show, I'll say that just a little bit slower, 866-357-3283. And you can email in your questions, comments, testimonies, anything about stewardship, right here to Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. And of course, you can reach out on social media as well at Chris Brown on air on all social platforms. We are ready for your calls. And looks like from Atlanta, Georgia, we got Jacqueline calling in. Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm fine, Chris. How are you today?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. My question to you is, our household income is about $90,000. We have about $60,000 in student loan debt, and we also have an IRS bill of $6,000, and we have made payment arrangements to the IRS for that. However, with penalties and interest, it just seems like it'll take forever to pay off. So my question is, should I get a 0% credit card to pay the IRS debt off and then pay off the credit card within a year?
And that's when the 0% is over after a year, right?
That is correct.
And then it goes up to something like 12 to 21, 12 to 24?
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I have no problem with this because it's an IRS debt. I don't like owing the IRS anything. they can really make your life pretty tough. The big thing here is, number one, that it's IRS. That just changes things. That's you definitely don't want to owe the IRS things. And number two is the 0%.
Okay.
And do not go one day past that 12 months. And when you get the credit card and you make this transaction happen, you pay off the IRS, what's the first thing you need to do with that credit card?
Close it and cut it up.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So that's just for that. And you're going to save yourself a lot of fees and a lot of, you are not getting into the credit card world though. You are just doing this for this IRS loan. And you do need to have excellent credit to be able to qualify for that, by the way. And hopefully you do. You can qualify for that. But if we're kind of filtering this through stewardship, you know, those are the parameters that would make this good stewardship. You are avoiding interest, you're avoiding fees, you're paying things off as quick as possible, and that's the only reason why I like this idea.
Okay, great. I am working the baby steps, but this IRS debt came up on us about a year ago, and we're still paying on it, but it doesn't look like the balance is going down very much.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to ask that question.
Yeah, it's a very creative solution. And if you are determined that you're not going to get into the credit card world, I love it. And it looks like you're calling in from Atlanta. Oh, that's good news.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's good news for you because we are coming to Atlanta in October. And I want to give
you
two tickets to the Smart Conference if you'll go.
Oh, great. yes, absolutely.
Well, there you go. Stay on the line. We'll give you two tickets to the Smart Conference in October.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling in. All right, folks, you heard us right. We are coming to Atlanta, and I know we've got a great station down there in Atlanta, and make sure that you're aware of that. You can check out stewardship.com for all of those event details. Folks, make sure that you are in, I want you to know that you're invited to subscribe on iTunes. I know we're here on the radio every day, Monday through Friday, but many of you have asked, oh, I missed that episode, or I missed that episode, and we are on iTunes. So make sure you check that out. We just hit 4 million downloads on iTunes, and I just want to pause in our show today to thank y'all. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for sharing this show and the message. You're making a huge difference, and it's really turning into a movement where we're seeing a lot of families change. So thank you for that, and make sure you check us out over on iTunes.
Christians have an alternative to overwhelming health insurance costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the original healthcare sharing ministry, satisfies its members' Affordable Care Act eligibility. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't insurance. It's 70% less expensive than the national health insurance average. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited charity. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a proud sponsor of Dave Ramsey Live Events.
The phone number is 866-357-3283, and we've got this next call coming in from El Dorado, Arkansas. This is Waylon. Waylon, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help?
Well, I was laid off from my job back in April, and I have a 401k plan that the company contributed money, 6% to, for me.
Wow.
And I didn't put anything in myself because of where I was at, my baby steps.
Uh-huh.
But now I have about $7,300, and given my current situation, I'm not real sure what I need to do with that, if I need to leave it where it's at, if I need to draw it out and use it for emergencies, or roll it over into a Roth.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about this. What industry?
It was oil and gas. It was we made cables for oil and gas industry.
Okay. And how's the job search going?
Well, it's not going real well. I've just decided to go back and finish my business degree that I started back in 2009 when I was laid off then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now I am drawing unemployment. And I have about $10,000 left as far as debt, including my house.
So when do you think you're going to have income again?
My wife actually starts her new job. And like I said, I'm getting unemployment, but I know that's not guaranteed income.
Yeah.
But I have been looking into doing some work on the side.
Yeah.
For this business that these guys in my church used to do.
Yeah.
And that seems like it's going to be some income, but as of right now, not real sure how much.
Well, I would not cash this out. I would, I guess, just settle for underemployment while you're looking for full employment. And the reason why is because you're going to lose 30 to 40% as soon as you withdraw it. So you're not going to get the $7,300.
Right.
You're going to get hit with the taxes. You're going to get hit with the early withdrawal fee. And as far as rolling it over to a Roth, I would sit tight right now for a second until you realize what you're going to do next, because you could just roll it over to your next company's 401k.
Okay.
So, I would just sit tight for just a second and do that. So if you got laid off twice, I just got to ask this question for you. I feel like, is it something in the industry? Now, this is what I've heard about oil and gas. But it's just, there's a lot of layoffs. But have you had that moment where you've realized, okay, I've been laid off twice. Is there anything that I'm doing?
No, sir. The first time I was laid off, I was actually in sales. So,
okay.
And it wasn't anything to do with the oil and gas industry. It was just back when that slump hit in 2008, my boss came to me and asked me if I would take a volunteer layoff.
Mm.
Because I was the youngest person on the team. And so I took the voluntary layoff then.
Yeah.
And then this time around, it was, there's no work. So they pretty much had to cut people it wasn't really based upon performance. It was just based upon the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
So,
have you and your wife ever thought about maybe possibly relocating to another town?
We have, but I feel like I'm where I need to be with my church as far as the ministry that God has me placed into. So I'm trying my best to hang in here until he gives me lead to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I pray that, I love that loyalty to your church, and I'm praying that there's a good opportunity that comes out of that. You've been obviously involved in the church, and hopefully through relationships, a good opportunity can come your way.
Yes, sir.
Well, Waylon, let me pray for you because I know it's a really tough time for you, and I want to make sure that we lift you up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God, we come to you right now on behalf of Waylon, and we just ask that you would have your way in this situation. God, we don't understand a lot of these things when they happen, but we rest in the fact that we know that your ways are not our ways. And most of the time, we're very thankful for that because we would really mess things up. But we're putting our trust in you, that you know what's best in the situation. And I pray that Waylon, during this time, feels your presence. And we're praying boldly that you'd bring some great opportunity his way. He's obviously been faithful in your church. And I just pray, God, that you'd bless him and his family, and that he'd feel your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Waylon, that's I hope you feel a little bit of encouragement. I'm praying for a big opportunity. And as far as that 401k, I definitely wouldn't cash it out. And you could roll it into a Roth. It's not going to hurt anything, but I would just wait to roll it into your next 401k.
Okay.
And regardless of whether you're still employed there or not, you've got access to changing the way it's divided up, then I would definitely do that.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, all right. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you guys. Appreciate your ministry.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, what Waylon was referring to as far as dividing it up is we want to make sure in our 401ks and our Roths that we are divided up into 25% into growth, 25% or in aggressive growth, 25% into growth stock, mutual funds, growth and income, and 25% in international, and 25% into that, again, like I said, the aggressive. So you want 25%, 25%, 25%, 25%, because what you're doing is you are diversifying what's already diversified. So you have covered your basis, that you're removing the risk of your investments, not removing, but definitely spreading things out so that if any one stock falls, that you're not going to be in trouble. And so that's what we're talking about, 25% in each one of those different areas. Well, this whole idea of stewardship is, it's that we foundationally understand that this life is not our own. God owns it and everything that we have. That's why we talk so much on this show about how to manage everything that God has given us, his way and for his glory. When we get how important that is, we have to pay attention to what the Bible says in Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. I know we all have great intentions for how we save and how we spend and how we give money, but without a plan, it's way too easy to be unwise. That's why I recommend that everyone go through what he was just referring to as Financial Peace University. That's something we teach in there, is that 25% rule in our investments. Financial Peace University, it's a class that teaches practical steps for getting rid of debt, for budgeting wisely, investing, giving generously, and everything in between. Financial Peace University has helped over 4.5 million people learn how to manage money God's way. If you're ready to start on a plan for your money, head over to stewardship.com today and click on store and get Financial Peace University for just $99 today only. Go to stewardship.com and click on store.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to Chris Brown and True Stewardship.
Looks like we got our next call from William. He's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. William, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. How can I help?
All right. Maybe you can help me. All right. I've been married for 7 long years, and it's not really doing too good. It's at a breaking point. And my wife is a consistent gambler, and I did everything there is that I think I can to help her in any kind of way. I mean, I'm working hard and everything like that, and I'm at a breaking point where I really don't know what else to do, you know, and I'm in baby step 2. And most of the debt, I took care of it. I just have under maybe about $1,200 left on the debt. So I'm working through the baby steps, but I just can't seem to get the rest of the part in order. And this is it's getting real frustrating. I really don't know what I want to do right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know if there's anything behind this gambling, or is that the issue by itself? Does she just really enjoy it?
I think it's just, because she's not really helping me in the household at all with any of the bills or anything. Mm-hmm. Everything is on me. I'm taking care of everything in the household, doing the food, the groceries. I'm doing everything. And, I have a 4-year-old daughter. I had to come home in the evening time to spend time with her and everything. It's just like I, don't have any kind of support system in this whole thing. And I just don't really know. At this point, I really don't know what to do if, it's worth me trying to work through the marriage or not. And like I said, I've been married 7 years, but it's just getting, overwhelming to me. I just can't do it another 7 years with carrying all this weight on.
Where are you guys at financially? I know you got the $1,200 in debt. What's your income?
I make $41,000 to $42,000 just by myself. Mm-hmm. And she works a little bit, and she makes close to maybe $1,200 a month. Okay. And like I said, I don't see a stitch of that money. Most of that money goes into a gamble. Mm-hmm.
Does she realize she has a problem?
Well, I talked to her about that, and she keeps telling me, I don't have a problem. I'm like, anytime you spend just about all your money up in, slot machines, then you do have a problem. Mm-hmm. But to her, she doesn't seem like it's a problem. But to me, I know that it's a problem because I'm like, we got an extra $1,200 coming in because I get paid every 2 weeks, and I bring home close to maybe maybe $1,400 every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Plus, what she brings home every week, she get paid $300, and that's close to $1,700 every 2 weeks, for her check included. And it's just frustrating to me because, it's just, I really don't know where else to go or what else to do, because I try to sit down and talk to her about it, but it's just like, I talk to her and she'll say, I'm going to do better, or I'm going to stop going and gambling as much as I do. But as soon as I come in the evening time, I walk in the door, she's on her way to walk right back out the door.
Yeah. It's obvious she's not going to hear any kind of course correction. She's not in that place to do that. So
right.
There's a concept called displacement. And the way that I would handle this is trying to replace where her current energy is going with and kind of create a replacement where her energy could go that's even better. And so instead of correcting negative behavior, it's creating an outlet for some positive behavior. And what I mean by that is when the timing is right, what I would do, how I'd handle this is, I think the nucleus of your question, how to handle the situation when the timing is right. And there will be at some kind of time in the next 2 or 3 weeks where the timing is right to have a dream date while sit down and you have a date about, and you just think, hey, what would it be like if we blank? And you just let her talk about what life would look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And then while the iron is hot, you've got her there. She's kind of got herself out of the slot machine. She's got herself out of the stress and pressure of the day to day. You've got her there while the iron's hot. Say, okay, let's just kind of formulate a very loose plan on how we'd get there. And then depending on how long she's going along with it, you can kind of make that shape up a little bit more and more. I'm not talking about bringing out a piece of paper and writing down stuff. Don't make it complex.
Right.
Just make it very overarching and conceptual.
Right.
Because the bottom line is she probably just doesn't have hope. She just has absolutely no hope for her marriage or for her financial situation, or there's something else that she doesn't have hope for. The Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And that's really just what's happening here. Then what I would do is I would, back that plan down when the timing's right, back down to each month. What does each month look like to be able to go there? And then really, you've got to lead out with the sacrifice. I know you already are, but as you put this plan in place, leaders have to be out in front of whoever they're leading.
Right.
So you've got to sacrifice more than her going in, which is going to be hard for you to swallow. But you've got to motivate her and inspire her to be able to sacrifice like you are.
Right.
And then, depending on where she's at spiritually, expose her to some of the biblical truths that we talk about on the show about debt and about making sure that you're a good steward and making sure that she understands stewardship in general. And then, William, I think, You know, another thing that'll help is always get a third party. Maybe she's just not hearing you right now. She doesn't want to hear you. Maybe it's a voice.
I think that's more or less what it is. I think she's just ignoring what I'm saying to her.
It's not just in your family. It's in all of our families. Everyone listening in.
Yeah, I thought it was just me.
No. Those voices that you hear the most often, you get the most familiar with. Mm-hmm. And then you get so familiar with them due to familiarity, you start to disrespect each other. You're sarcastic with each other. You don't hear each other. It's not because you don't love each other. It's just because it becomes too familiar. It's the same thing with everything we do. You buy that brand new car and you treat it like gold and you park it diagonally and you're like, nobody touched my car, right? No dings.
Right.
3 weeks later, you're throwing that thing underneath a bunch of trees and pine cones are falling off of it. So it's not just, you know, it's just familiarity. So hopefully, you know, if you bring in a third party to maybe say the things that you're saying differently, that'll help. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to help with that is I want to give you a free Total Money Makeover book. So it's not you saying this, but you guys can read it together. And it's a financial expert, Dave Ramsey's book, 5 million copies sold. You guys can just go through that, thumb through it. You don't have to read it like a textbook, but thumb through it occasionally as a starting point.
Okay.
And then I also want to give you free tickets. We're coming to Charlotte for a Smart Money event, and I want to give you free tickets to that. Maybe you guys can go have a date, and then we can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you and talk right. about these things while you guys are on a dream date, and then we can plant those seeds and you can water them.
Okay, that'd be nice.
All right. That's an event on October 4th, and so you just stay on the line. We'll give you the tickets and the book, and we're cheering you on, William.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. Got some heavy calls today. Very heavy calls. And this typically in our shows, they're a little bit more energetic. They're a little bit more positive. But reality is, guys, life happens. There's some very sticky situations that we encounter. And today has been just like that. I do have to share with you an email that I really encourage you. Very cool email from a 17-year-old. His name is Noah. It says, "Hey, Chris, my name is Noah. I'm 17 years old and beginning my senior year in high school this fall. I went through the student version of Financial Peace University when I was 15. I'm currently on baby step number 4. That's pretty cool. Already 17 years old. I drive a beater that I saved up and paid cash for when I turned 16. I work as an electrician apprentice, and I bring home anywhere from $300 to $450 a week in the summer and about $175 a week during the school year. At this rate, I will most likely have my unlimited journeyman's license by the time I'm 21. At that point, my salary will probably be anywhere from $40,000 to $50,000 a year at 21. Pretty cool. I have around $550 in my retirement, which is an index fund, S&P 500. I currently put in $80 a month into this, but this amount will decrease when I go back to school. My emergency fund is $1,200, and I have a savings, not including the emergency fund, of about $1,500. This is all awesome. This is a 17-year-old kid. I absolutely love your show and listen to it every episode. I'm incredibly passionate about honoring God by stewarding all his incredible blessings as well as I possibly can. What would you say is my next step in being a good steward of God's blessings in my life? I really appreciate everything you do in your show. Keep up the incredible work." Isn't that encouraging? So awesome. The right mindset. It's not about the money. It's about being a good steward. He gets it. Now, Noah, what I would do is I'd finish up your baby step 3. You're a little thin. I would beef up that emergency fund to about $3,000. And when it comes to investing for retirement, what I would do is, here's what I do. I teach 401k match. That's what you do first. So you don't have a 401k matching yet, but that's what I do. So you're going to go to the next thing because you don't have that. You go to a Roth IRA, then you go back to your 401k up to the limit. Okay, so right now you're talking about a Roth because you don't have the 401k. I don't think you have that. But if you do, that's where you start, the 401k match up to 15% of your income. That's your total baby step number 4. You're investing. Okay. So I'm talking about the baby steps. If you're not familiar with those, you can check those out at stewardship.com. There's 7 baby steps, and that's what he's referring to. Baby step 3 is an emergency fund, and baby step 4 is investing for retirement. Well, folks, don't forget you can get Financial Peace University for just $99 today only at stewardship.com by clicking on store. Heavenly Father, help us this week to not miss the opportunities of learning from you and learning from each other. Help us to work. Help us to study, to train, and to accept your discipline so that we may deepen our lives, enrich our minds, and be efficient in our jobs for your glory. Help us this week to not neglect the opportunities of helping others, to share with the poor, to empathize with the sad, and to lend a hand to those who need help. God, empower us to set a Christ-following example wherever we go. God, you give us peace today and for the week ahead. May your praise be ever on our lips. And may the power of your love be with us in everything we do. And this True Stewardship community says, amen.